Good afternoon, everyone. Happy to have you along. This is Dwight Henry along with Pastor Ron Allen. Welcome to Local Matters. Pastor Ron, of course, of Living Hope Church, and we're happy to be with you. Pastor Ron, good afternoon, sir.
Good Friday afternoon, Dwight. We always enjoy getting together and having a good time talking about the Word of God.
In our brand new studio here at Living Hope Church. We do appreciate Stonecom and all they do to accommodate this show as well as others. We appreciate the opportunity of getting to share from the Word of God every Friday afternoon at 5:30. We appreciate that a lot. We have been talking about, Pastor Ron, I guess as we used to do in those English themes. I don't know if you remember those or not. I had to write a few of those in school. You probably did too. As you move from general to specific, you know, and I'm still on the learning curve with this, but what happened to us? You know, when we believed in our heart, we confessed with our mouth, Jesus came into our heart and be our Lord and Savior. You know, I knew for a long time that heaven was my home, that when my spirit left my body, I was going there. But the rest of our life is a process of learning about what else happened. You know, what happened to us? What came inside of us? What does it mean exactly to be a joint heir with Jesus Christ? And the components of that we've been looking at. As is from Galatians 5:22-23, the fruit of the Spirit, those powers, those forces that came into us when Christ came into our heart, learning about what they are, learning about how they use them, how to use them. And one of the things we learned is that we won't need any of them when we get to heaven.
That's right.
They are all for right now, for here and now.
Exactly. And one of the goals of obviously the gospel, you know, Jesus said in John 15, he said, "Herein is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit." So He wants us to bear this fruit of the Spirit. He wants this fruit of this recreated human spirit to be activated in our lives. And as we are walking with the Lord, as we're going with the Lord, as we're moving on with the Lord, Dwight, these fruit of the Spirit are evident tokens that His Spirit lives on the inside of us. And as they manifest themselves, it's going to make life better for everybody else. And, you know, when we're talking about, of course, this program is called Local Matters here on 94.1. And as we're talking about this, if there were ever a time that we needed some fruit of the Spirit in local communities all over the nation, it's now because of all the anxiety and fear and panic that people may be experiencing about what to do, how to do it, how we're going to live, how we're going to go forward. So the Lord is here to help us with this fruit to manifest itself in order for us to live successful and peaceful lives.
You know, I was reading, Pastor Ron, the last couple of mornings, some of the prayers of Paul. And, you know, sometimes those prayers, I must admit that sometimes I have a tendency to scan over those and get to what I call the good part. But I mean, the prayers are the good part.
Mm-hmm.
And see, when Paul prays more than once in Scripture, he's praying, "Lord, I just pray that the eyes of my understanding would be open and the eyes of the congregation he's praying for, that they would be able to see, that they'd be able to understand, open the eyes of understanding." And what I'm at least part of what he's praying for is help us to see what we already have when Christ comes into us.
Yes.
He's not praying for, "Give me more of this or more of that." He said, "I just want to understand what I got now."
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
you know, the more that I'm learning to understand that and appropriate that in my daily life, the better my life is, and the more that I can be a blessing to others. I mean, and that's what I hope and pray that this teaching does, and not only for me, for you, but for those who are listening today, that the eyes of understanding come open.
Well, you know, Colossians 2:8 says that we are complete in Him. And I tell our folks at Living Hope Church, you know, that if every person on the face of the earth decided to accept Christ right now, he's not going to have to go back to the cross. It's a finished work. When we receive Him, we receive all that He is. It's a lifetime journey, however, to have that fruit or that goodness of God, the life of God, eternal life, however you term it, to be manifested in our lives. And that's the goal in our lives, is to have this fruit, this power, this completeness manifesting in our lives on a daily basis.
Yeah. And Paul, and that's what it's about, to learn what we have, to learn how to appropriate it and how to apply it, particularly in times like now when there's, I hear this word uncertainty, I hear this word anxiety, I hear this word, you know, our world has kind of been turned upside down and thing that I've never seen before in my lifetime. You haven't either. But all these the components of the fruit of the Spirit, are they're applicable all the time. But yes, some of them right now are really, really needed.
Yes, they are.
And I refer to the Apostle Paul again, Pastor Ron, and over in the book of Philippians, in chapter 4 there specifically, he starts by saying, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. And then again, I say rejoice. Well, I like to associate that word joy with strength, because the Bible says the joy of the Lord is my strength. He says, rejoice, re-strength again in the Lord.
Wow.
The Lord's at hand. He's right here. And he says, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Well, be anxious for nothing. Mm-hmm. And you might say, well, Paul, that's easy for you to say. but really, is it easy for, here's a guy who just prior to writing this, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, had been beaten almost to death, almost killed, thrown on the ship, and the ship goes into a hurricane, and he survives the hurricane, gets off, and he's tossed onto an island, he gets snake bit, wow. He survives that. He goes on a little further, and he's tossed into a Roman jail where he thinks his life might end there. And then he sits down right there after all that, and he writes this letter to the Church of Philippi and says, be anxious for nothing. how do you do that? Uh-huh. In other words, that word anxious and that word anxiety comes from the same root word. And we have learned in our studies that anxiety really isn't a real thing. Mm-hmm. Anxiety our minds create anxiety. We manufacture anxiety by the way we respond to the negative, by the way we respond to pressure, by the way we respond. It's basically our imagination. It's taking us emotionally through something that may or may not even happen.
And I think you said it there, Dwight. It's something that's manufactured in our minds. But see, there's a difference between our mind and our spirit. There's
yes,
a difference
it.
Between what is manufactured in our minds and the fruit of the Spirit. Now, tapping into the fruit of the Spirit, there's a scripture over in 1 Corinthians 10 that talks about bringing captive every thought to the obedience of Christ. It didn't say to bring it into captivity to our obedience, because our obedience is not always perfect, but if we'll bring those thoughts captive to his obedience, and when he said, let not your heart be troubled, don't let it be afraid. He said, in the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. What we do is when our minds begins to produce these anxious thoughts and we begin to have this anxiety, that's really, like you said, I love the way you said this, it's really not reality. But our minds begin to manufacture that, and we see a culture now that's rampant. 24/7 news cycle, 24/7 repeating the same story over and over and over, where people's minds are trying to calculate and figure out what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, who we're going to talk to, who's going to give us this advice, who's going to give us that advice. And we need to come to the place to what we're we'll be like Jesus, and we'll go back to the hinder part of the ship and go asleep, take a nap, because he understood his authority was emanating from his spirit on the inside, and that fruit of the Spirit is something that's far greater than what our minds can figure out, what our minds can try to calculate, what our minds can try to figure, all this stuff going on in our heads. The fruit of the recreated Spirit is so much greater than that. If we can learn to slow our minds down, to enter into the rest of God, so that this fruit can begin to, I like to say, bubble up. It begins to rise up within us, and then we can grab a hold of that. As we grab a hold of that, it's going to bring the peace and the freedom from that anxiety that we may experience. Mm.
We're glad you're with us this afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. This is Local Matters. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, those characteristics, those forces, those powers that come into our recreated spirit when Christ comes in. We're glad you're with us this afternoon. And to walk a little further into those verses in Corinthians, or Philippians, I should say, Pastor Ron, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Don't forget where you're drawing your strength from. He said,
yes.
Rejoice. You're not in this by yourself.
No.
You are re-strengthening. You're rejoicing in the Lord, because you are a joint heir with Jesus Christ. If Jesus has access to it, you have access to it. And then he goes on to say, let your moderation, or some translations say, let your gentleness be evident. Let your gentleness be evident. The Lord's at hand. And he goes, let your gentleness be. The Lord's right here. He's not anywhere. And what I've learned, and that word gentleness is also one of the components of the fruit of the Spirit mentioned in Galatians 5:22-23, one of the powers and forces that come into us. So he said, rejoice in the Lord. Let your gentleness be your gentleness. I mean, specifically, you have gentleness. That's mm-hmm. what it said to me. You know, you've heard me say before, nothing is dynamic until it's specific. And first he goes, you have this. He's saying you have gentleness, and gentleness is the opposite of panic. Gentleness, when gentleness is manifested, supernatural gentleness, it'll manifest itself in clear thinking and not being easily disturbed and being able to pursue, to be level. And he said, your gentleness in that. And I love the fact that the Bible, not only when it tells us something to do, when it tells us to do something like be anxious for nothing, it'll tell us how to do it. And then it'll tell us you've already got everything you need to do it with.
Actually, whenever it tells us to do it, it's empowering us to do it.
Yeah.
The very word that says be anxious for nothing means that we can be anxious for nothing, because he's empowering us with that word to be able to do that. So when we look at the scripture, and Jesus said, or James said in chapter 1, he says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, tests, and trials. In other words, he didn't say get anxious. He didn't say go crazy. He didn't say let all of your emotions become unharnessed and just go ding batty. He said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, tests, and trials. And the reason that he said you could count it all joy, and Dwight, when we look at the circumstances that we face in our nation with this virus and all that's happening with people's lives and the economy and jobs and layoffs and things like that, really, if we will slow down, we can count it all joy, because the Lord empowers us to count things joy even when they don't look good. We know that he is greater. He's the great God of heaven and earth, and he can fix all of this. And not only can he fix it, he wants to fix it if we'll just kind of, you know, slow down and let him get involved and help us do that.
That's good.
Amen.
Boy, I regret having to take a break right now. Hold that thought.
All right.
You stay with us. This is Dwight Henry with Pastor Ron Allen on Local Matters. We're back with more in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
We're back on Local Matters. Happy to have you along for this Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. We're talking about those characteristics and forces and powers that came into our heart, our spirit, when Jesus came in to be our Lord and our Savior, and specifically how they appropriating them today. They're for today, Pastor Ron. All these things are, as we said two or three times before, they're not for heaven. They're for right now.
Specifically for this hour that we're living in.
Exactly.
Specifically for all that we're dealing with. We need, and we have them, but we need to learn to manifest the fruit of the Spirit in our lives.
And we talked about from the fourth chapter of Philippians, where Paul said, rejoice in the Lord. You're not in this by yourself. You have the availability of the strength of the Lord. And he said, and let your gentleness be evident. In other words, that power, that force that will cause you not to be easily disturbed, not to think clearly, to make good decisions. And you said it a couple of times, Pastor Ron, in the previous segment. And I love the way you phrase it, because you say, you know, because anxiety is something we manufacture in our minds. We said before, it's not real. It's our unrenewed mind going in the direction of worry and pressure and all of that. But, and so, and I've noticed, and see if this makes sense to you, I've noticed that in my life, and I've, as you know, I've had issues with this and been through that in my life. It seems like that anxiety just screams at us. I mean, I remember a time in my life years and years ago, I'd wake up, it'd be like a dark cloud. It'd be screaming at me. You know, why even get up? Why get out of bed? What are you going to do about this? What are you going to do about that? You know, and that anxiety is loud. But the voice of the Lord, the voice of the Holy Spirit is a prompting. It's a spiritual suggestion. It's just a still small voice. And I found in my life that with that anxiety screaming, if I was listening to that, you know, it drowned out that still small voice. I had to do something about that anxiety to hear that still small voice.
Does that make sense? Yes, it does. And, you know, Dwight, a lot of times the most simple thing we can do is, because I think that scripture, there's scripture in 1 Corinthians that says there are many voices in the world, and not they're all with signification. I mean, they're all saying something. So what we have to do is we have to decide to slow ourselves down. And that may mean, you know, people talk about fasting food or whatever. Sometimes you may have to fast some of those voices. You may have to cut them off in order to be able to clearly hear what the Lord is saying. You know, I found that sometimes you can fast your media, you can fast the news networks, you can fast different things. And really, you know, living a fasted life like that always means that there are times you'll pull yourself away just to hear and mingle with Him, just to talk with Him, to get quiet with Him. And it's amazing how that still small voice will direct you to do things and say things that will amaze your carnal mind, because, like I said, your mind is going like a racetrack. It's going 90 miles an hour. And that still small voice may tell you, you know, you think you've got 1,000 things to do a day. And that still small voice say, no, I want you to just take off and go fishing today. I want you, because, you know, Peter came to Jesus. He was all worried about his taxes. What are we going to do? We got to pay the taxes, pay the taxes, pay the taxes. Jesus said, Peter, take a fish hook and a line and go down and go fishing. You know, said, catch a fish and bring up that fish and have the tax money in its mouth. So there are ways that God can practically get us to the place that we will slow down in our minds. I've seen more people make mistakes by going so fast in their minds to try to calculate, to try to figure out, to try to naturally understand. And I think there's a scripture in Isaiah that says, woe unto the man that goes to Egypt for help and forgets the Lord. Woe unto that man. So we have to realize if we are going to Egypt, if we're going to people, if we're going to places, if we're looking this way and that way, instead of slowing down and wait, what is this still small voice saying to me? What is the inward witness giving to me? What do I need to do? Do I need to go down and try to do everything that I can, or do I need to take today and just get with the Word of God and see what He says about life and my marriage and my family and what I'm supposed to do? This fruit of the Spirit, Dwight, is something that's born. It's not grunted out. It's not, you can't say, well, I'm going to believe it. I'm straining to believe this out. That's not what it's about. Fruit is born out of your heart. It's born out of your life. It's born out of a relationship with God. And He is more than willing for us to have this fruit of gentleness we've been talking about to be born out of us. We just have to slow ourselves down to tap into that.
You know, and it goes, and you know, it goes on to say too here, Pastor Ron, in Philippians, it says, "Let your gentleness be evident, your clear thinking, your levelness, and all of that." And it says, "But," and then it says, "Be careful for nothing."
Wow!
Don't let anything get you full of care. Don't let anything get you full of anxiety.
You know, Dwight, we probably should take that up just a minute, because have you ever heard how many times people will tell you when you're leaving them to take care?
Be careful.
Yeah, be careful. Or they'll say, take care now.
Yeah.
And see, that sounds real noble and real nice, but what they're doing is they're telling you to take care. Take care. Yeah. The Lord said, don't be careful for anything. Don't take care. Don't receive care in your life. Don't receive that worry. And we think we're being loving and kind to people and say, well, now you all take care now. Well, what we're saying is go ahead and worry. Go ahead and be anxious. go ahead and take all this care of this life, because you really are strong enough to do something about it. And we really know that we aren't. Those are just real subtle ways that the devil can bring that in so that we are not exercising the fruit of the Spirit. It's real subtle ways to get our minds thinking, okay, I'm taking care. I'm going to be careful. I'm going to be, I learned a long time ago from a man that when he was greeting people, he would say, rather than saying, take care or be careful, he would say, take care of yourself. You know, watch yourself. Yeah. Like the scripture says, watch yourself, watch your thoughts, watch what you're thinking, but don't allow care to come in.
You know, and that is, just to park there for another minute, those kinds of things have crept into our culture and are so subtle, and it's just so part of our vocabulary anymore. And you know, it's a take care. I'm worried to death. I'm under so much stress. Not one thing to worry about. It's another. Worry, stress, all like that. And somebody says, this is a stressful job. I've got. And you know what? And you and I have talked about this before. We create our world with our words. And our subconscious mind is built in such a way that whatever gets into our subconscious mind, it accepts as fact. And it's going to stay there as fact until we replace it with something stronger.
And the goal of that, the goal of the devil and all that, Dwight, to get us to talking death and worry, well, I'm just so worried for mama. I'm just so worried for my children. What is that doing? That is thwarting, that's putting a cap on the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
That's refusing to allow the fruit of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, kindness, meekness, temperance, faith. That's putting a cap on that so that that's not coming out. Because when we're worried for mama, we're not believing for mama.
Yeah.
We're not standing in faith for mama. We're not in peace with mama. We're not letting the fruit of goodness and gentleness and meekness come out of us. We're saying, my worry can get this accomplished. My anxiety can get something done here. And boy, what failures we've seen in that. You
know? Yeah, if I just worry enough about it, it'll solve the problem. Yeah. Which flies in the face. That's why David said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in my sight. And I can just see, and oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And those words in times past have come out of my mouth. They come out. You can almost say when I say I'm so stressed out. I'm under so much stress. You can almost see Jesus said, ooh, I mean, Jesus going, that's not acceptable. That's not who you are. Mm-hmm. That's not what you have available to you. That's not what you have available to you as a joint heir with Jesus Christ, as a temple of the Holy Spirit, as Christ in you, your hope of glory. You have powers and forces such as gentleness that keeps you from being easily disturbed.
Amen.
That keeps you level and being clear-minded, clear-thinking. And rather than, we just have to learn to retrain the Bible, that sound mind thing. God's not given us a spirit of love, power. He's given us a sound mind. I mean, that's a mind that can be trained and disciplined and trained to go in another direction. And it out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So whatever we've got down here in the well is going to come up, you know, in the bucket. So what we're saying really matters so much, more so than we think about sometimes.
And there again, Dwight, Jesus said, out of the treasure of your heart, your mouth will speak. Well, if we've got this stuff banked up on, if we've got worry, fear, anxiety, pressure, stress banked up on the inside of us, we have got to learn to release that, to cast that care over on the Lord, because 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast the whole of your care over on the Lord, for he cares for you. But that there's a key word there, Dwight. Humble yourselves.
Yeah.
Humble yourselves. And if we'll learn to say, no, you know what? There are a lot of problems going on here. I have a real temptation right now to worry like I've never worried before. I've got a real temptation to be anxious. But Lord, you said to humble myself, to cast my care over on you. And I have learned over the years, Dwight, I may have to do that 10 times a day. I may have to do that 10 times an hour. But anyway, do it. Cast your care over on the Lord. Humble yourself. Say, Lord, I choose to humble myself. I choose not to worry. I may feel like I'm going to worry. I may feel like I'm so anxious I'm going to pull my hair out. But I choose to humble myself, to cast my care over on you. Because really, if you think about it, what good is my worry, my anxiety? And you know, what we're talking about here is really the opposite of gentleness.
Yeah.
When he said, let your moderation, let your yielding be known unto all men. Well, anxiety, worry, fear, confusion, All of that is the opposite of the fruit of the Spirit. What's it gotten for us so far?
Yeah.
You know, what's it
How's
done?
That working for
How's
you?
How's that working for us? Yeah. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
I love the way you say it, Pastor Ron, that you know, we're not denying problems are real. We're not denying this virus is real. We're not denying. But I love the way I've heard you say it so many times. The Bible tells us to separate the problem from the pressure.
Yeah.
But that word cast means to, on purpose, transfer something from one place to another. Woo, time is coming and gone, brother.
Has it already come and gone?
Let's do this again next week. You want to?
All right, Dwight.
So happy to have you with us. Join us next time for Local Matters.